I think my first job, one of my first jobs in the leather factories, I was making like $2.45, $2.50 an hour.
Was that good?
That was the minimum wage. That was what was the standard. You know, high school kid, you know, that's what you got.
Yeah.
My kids, it's harder to even find a job nowadays that'll pay them. Of course, the wage is higher.
Yeah.
But as a result, maybe they don't hire as many high school kids for things. I think there's just one leather factory left now in the United States. At least I'm told there is only one remaining, which is in Peabody on Walnut Street, not far from where Shama Tanning used to be. Cutright leather.
Yes. Yes.
So we have the last vestige of what was once a huge industry in this area.
Yeah. Did you see it declining?
When you were here,
you saw the buildings closing.
The different factories closing. They're finally getting around to tearing down Flin Tan. I don't know what's going to go in there, but... Of course, it wasn't the only industry that declined. You know, the Sylvania was... had a lot of plants that are now gone. Raytheon, the old plants are gone. GE. GE was a huge employer. It's like a city unto itself over in Lynn. And that's much... It's still big, but it's not what it was. It's a much smaller city.
Well, you know, we're going to build a leather museum here on our property. What do you think about that?
I think it's a nice... It's a good idea. I wish you good luck with it. You know, no one knows... I mean, the people nowadays, the kids nowadays, have no idea what it was in that era. Yeah. It was very hard work. It was very smelly work. But it was work, and it was a living for people. And they went on, and they did well in life. You know, I was able to, I was able to go on and become a physician. My daughter, my sister got multiple college degrees. You know, we, my family, even though they made little money in those, it was cheaper to live in those days, and it was a good life. The life was not bad. You know, we fortunately had some land from our grandparents, from, you know, there, and we were, we lived very comfortably. We weren't well-to-do by any means. We had a very frugal lifestyle, but it was a good life.
That sounds like a good ending note.
It does.
So thank you so much for
talking. And we managed
to
squeeze this in, all right.